following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
Newton in the pocket, pressured and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller!
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller!
Von Miller! The super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really, it doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilly Art here.
He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, we already heard the football.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Box is filled, cover from center, play fake, sidestep to the pocket, winding up, nope, he's going to get hit, and bubbles out, it's on the ground at the 47-yard line, piled up on the far side between the numbers, and the Eagles have come up with a football. Cutler in the gun with a back to his right, take the snap, play fake, pressure coming, Cox, it's intercepted, and Nigel Branham has it, 25-15, Cody Whitehair takes him out of bounds before he can score. And the Bears fall 29-14 to the Philadelphia Eagles here on Monday Night Football, and now have lost 15 of the last 18 home games.
Ouch. Well, you know, John, I do want to thank the Eagles because Dallas has to play the Bears this week, and they just completely not only dismantled them, but beat them up. They took out Cutler. They took out three of their defensive starters. And if Dallas loses this game, we're in a sad, sad shape.
Dude, the best thing that could happen is that they leave the offensive line in.
Right.
Hurt anybody you want, but just leave those guys in, because that makes the target easy.
Right.
Cutler.
You know, is there ever a more hard luck, woezy, woezy guy in the whole NFL?
Yeah, maybe he's the new Tom Dooley.
He is a Tom Dooley, except now I'll give him this. His face just looks like that. He is a Tom Dooley,
right.
But he doesn't make the Tom Dooley face, which right. I hope to see at least five times this weekend. All right, hang that head.
Well, here's a reporter asking what's wrong with the offense.
What's wrong with the offense in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Oh, no, he has no idea. Yeah, other than the fact that I'm getting cream back there.
Right.
Every time I drop back to pass, yeah. I'm getting smoked.
And in his defense, that is true, but did you see, I don't remember which the defensive player, just letting him have it on the sideline.
Yeah.
Just ripping him apart. And he turned around like he was going to jump. And I'm like, Jay, you will get your ass beat right there on the sideline if you say the wrong thing to that guy.
Dude, you know, and wouldn't it be the best thing that could happen to him, though? To get his just get his ass beat. When he was in Denver, weren't there stories of him getting that the teammates didn't like him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or was that the other one? That was Greasy that got thrown down a driveway and they said he fell over his dog.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I tell you what, man. I'm watching this rookie that they drafted last year dropping passes. I'm watching players drop passes. He's got one weapon out there. And this guy, the running back, I can't even remember his name off the top of my head.
Jeremy Langford.
Langford. I mean, he's okay, but he's not Matt Forte or whatever his name is.
Forte was more of, I swear, Forte was more of a receiver that ran out of the backfield than he was a running back. But,
Now, he's a workhorse back, though,
yeah,
which is a high rarity.
I think Langford will become that guy, but it's, again, that offensive line is a mess. We're gonna talk more about that in a second. I'm Tom. He's John. This is Bang Radio Hour number 277. And coming up, everyone hates the Cowboys.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Everyone hates Kaepernick.
Yeah, well, everybody does.
Everyone hates Jay Gruden's Doritos, but, John, everyone loves
weed.
Right. And we'll talk about that. But it also seems that everyone hates Jay Cutler. I mean, Jesus.
He's got that face. He's got the most slappable face in the NFL. And that's completely different than a punchable face, right? Because there's guys that just have a punchable face. Somebody you just want to crack. And that Martin Shkreli guy, the guy that jacks up prices on drugs, he's got a punchable face.
Yes.
But Cutler's just got a face that you just want to slap. You give him the old Mo slap, once with the forehand and once with the backhand.
Yes.
And he'll just go, whoa, whoa.
All right, well, one person who doesn't hate Jay Cutler is Jim Harbaugh, you know.
Okay.
Who coaches Michigan now, but he coaches 49ers. And
are you sure he coaches Michigan, Tom? Has he actually confirmed that, or was that a question that was over the line?
I know, right?
We see you on the sidelines wearing the M hat and the blue sweater. Are you coaching Michigan?
You know, you always just got to take it one step too far.
All right, well, here's what he had to say about Cutler.
I actually do know Jay Cutler. I've been around Jay Cutler many times. I mean, he is a serious guy. He is a hard worker. I mean, he's outstanding. So I think people that speculate that don't know him, I mean, that's just speculation. You don't know somebody unless you know him.
Well, I don't know about knowing him personally, but knowing him as a quarterback on the field, I mean, everybody can see it, Jim. What are you talking about?
He didn't say he knew him. He said he'd been around him a bunch of times.
I know.
Like, I was over there by the water fountain, and he was standing over there. I could hear him talking.
You're going to make me laugh. You're going to make me laugh. I'm going to cough my ass off. I've had a cold for a week. I don't know what it is. About second, third week of every goddamn season, I get a cold, man. I don't know why, but anyway.
Because you go out fishing when it's too cold, and you don't wear the proper clothing.
Dude, it hasn't been too cold. The high's been 80 or above. It still has been. I mean, all summer and still. I mean, a high today was like 87 degrees. So anyway, somebody else who definitely hates Jay and disagrees with Jim Harbaugh is Stephen A. Smith.
This dude is the worst quarterback in the NFL. He is an absolute joke. He always has been, he is, and he will remain that way until somebody gets inside of his head, because people on constant occasions keep deferring to his talent, his arm strength, his ability to make throws, his athleticism. Of course, Jay Cutler is talented in that regard, but that's exactly why I call him the worst quarterback in the NFL, because with those attributes at his disposal, he is still weak mentally. He is still somebody that is leaderless. He is somebody that brings absolutely positively nothing to the table. And I do mean absolutely nothing to the table.
It's hard to disagree with anything he says.
I know.
It really is. And I mean, and I started to think about it because you can cut me out having talked over the freaking audio, but Josh McCown is the starting quarterback in this league. And now he's not even now there's some other schmuck, the Cody Kessler, is going to start for the Browns, and he's still better than Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is Jeff George.
Yes.
He's Jeff George. He's got all the he's the million-dollar arm with the 10-cent head, as cliche as it gets.
What a great analogy.
That's what he is.
Wow. Yep.
I tell you, Jeff George was back in, what, 2006, 2007? Then when he was wrecking the things for the Redskins, 2004, 2005, somewhere in that range. Yeah, the early 2000s. Look, I have a theory, Tom. They're trying to bring those days back. And I'm telling you, we were talking about running backs a little while ago. I've been trying to find a running back on the waiver wire for I don't know how long. It's impossible. We were talking about this last week, so I did some research. And you know what? This is the number 1 through 10. 2007 fantasy football rankings. Ready? LaDainian Tomlinson, Steven Jackson, Larry Johnson, Frank Gore, Sean Exum. Do I have to continue? Joseph Addai, Willie Parker. What are they? They're all running backs, correct?
Yes.
And now it's impossible to find one. This is Barack goddamned Obama and his fucking socialism.
So we got Harbaugh loving Cutler. We got Stephen A. hating Cutler, and Jeff Garland just hates everything. Listen to this.
The top of the food chain there is all screwy and has been screwy for years. It is a crappy, crappy, crappy organization. Cutler is essentially a fly in terms of what's wrong with that place. That is a crappy ass organization.
Look, it's run by a 90-year-old woman. One, right? Doesn't Virginia McCaskey
have final say on the players?
No, she, of course, doesn't. John Fox is a winner, right?
Right.
Except in that Super Bowl where he got cussed out by that dude we had on the show in his mother's basement. But if that's the face of your organization, it's Jay Cutler.
Got Bears.
Look at that face. You know, what do you see when you see the Bears? You see that face and you just go, I'm going to slap it around a little bit.
Bears.
Go Bears. Let me tell you something about them Bears here, Tom. Other than that little time bear in the 80s there and the 40s, that's about it. They stink every other time.
Right.
That's right. They stink bad. They stink other than when they had McMahon there and they had Dicka. Other than that, prior to that, you got to go all the way back to the 40s.
You're delusional.
Tell him, Ditka.
Dude, yeah, Ditka's he's running his mouth today. If you don't like the country, Tom, you got to get out.
Oh, Jesus.
There he goes. Look, you got to get out. This ain't training camp. You can't just cut people. By the way, that analogy of the Bears also applies to my Redskins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that. You're talking about this country and getting out of the country and all that. Was Ditka talking about Colin Kaepernick by any chance?
Of course he is. Yes, he is, because finally he woke up and somebody said, hey, here's the paper from 4 weeks ago.
What the hell is this crap here?
Well, you look, Ditka's just, he's jumping on the bandwagon, that's all, because a new survey came out by ePoll Marketing Research. They asked 1,100 people what they thought of more than 350 football players, and Colin Kaepernick was the least liked player in the NFL. 29%. John, that's a third of the fans said they dislike Colin the most. That's higher than any other player.
That's understandable given what's going on. And the fact that it's only a third is pretty nice. And I'll point out that prior to all of this, he wasn't very likable anyway. Remember when he was wearing the Dolphins hat when he played?
Yeah.
He was going to go to the Super Bowl. Nobody liked him then either. Yes. He's always been a bit of a, you know, he rubs you.
Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston was second with 22%, and then Ndamukong Suh at 21%, Tom Brady at 13%, and Ben Roethlisberger had 10%.
Jameis Winston? Why would people hate Jameis Winston?
Because he's a crab leg thief, John. Come on.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, since he's been in the NFL, I think he's been pretty good. He's been pretty good, and he's been fine off the field. Nothing, no problems, nothing like that. He's been a fine quarterback, fine player.
I think it carries over from college.
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah, because remember he got supposedly raped that girl, and everybody thinks he got away with it because of being the quarterback of Florida State. And so, you know, you look at this list. You got Winston, you got Kaepernick, mm-hmm. you got Ndamukong Suh, you got Tom Brady, you got Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. Two of them have been accused of sexual assault. You got another guy who's got a reputation for being a dirty player, and then, well, you got the cheater, you know.
Right. Right. Well, you know, you got the cheater that everybody hates.
Kaepernick's the only one who hasn't really done anything really wrong out of all of them.
Or have at least been accused. That's true. I tend to think, though, that more people that are fans of the NFL are going to say they hate Ben Roethlisberger because he's the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and he's good. Same reason why they hate Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think it boils down more to that. I think that, you know, people will make jokes about those allegations against him and everything like that. But at the end of the day, when they really say they hate him, it's not because of that. It's because you get tired of him shoving your defensive ends to the ground and throwing passes for fucking 50 yards.
Is Tom Brady really good, John? I'm not so sure anymore.
No shit.
All right. Hold on. We're going to get to the Patriots here in a second. But in the same poll 2 years ago,
right,
Colin was only disliked by 6%. Now it's 29%. So it's mostly, obviously, about the national anthem thing.
Well, yeah, but you know what I think about polls. I don't know how the hell they get their answers, and they never ask me.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
Now let's separate the group of people who dislike Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
All right?
You people, get over there!
All right. Among?
Wait a minute. Vietnamese mountain people don't like Colin Kaepernick?
Among African Americans, only 2% of them dislike him.
Okay.
But among white people, 37%. So, we have a problem in this country, don't you get it?
I think that's pretty obvious anyway. We definitely have a problem in this country.
Good God.
I think it's pollsters.
I think that they're the problem.
Oh,
they keep telling us everything's wrong.
And look at Colin Kaepernick kneeling on the cover of Time magazine. Oh, my God.
What? The Time magazine cover is sacrosanct. Why is he kneeling on that? Oh, you mean he is the cover. Oh, I thought he put one on the ground.
He is. That's what's on the that's the new issue of Time magazine has Colin kneeling on the cover. So now Colin is getting death threats. Listen.
Have you gotten any death threats from this? I've had a few come my way, but not too concerned about it. Just strictly through social media or in other avenues? A couple different avenues. Yeah. That's pretty scary. Do you alert team security when you hear that kind of stuff? No. I mean, to me, if something like that were to happen, you've proved my point. And it'll be loud and clear for everyone why it happened, and that would move this movement forward at a greater speed than what it is even now.
I don't know why they're playing ping pong in the background, but anyway.
I gotta tell you what there, Tom. It sounds to me like he wants to be a god dang martyr, and that means he's a Muslim.
Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, my God. He did say, I hope it doesn't come to that, but if it does...
Well, of course not. Let's not get stupid here. You know, here's the thing. You say we have a problem. We've had this problem. It's just now it's out in the open. Now it's wide out there where nobody can deny it anymore and pretend that it doesn't exist. It exists. It exists. So,
you know, we made joke after joke in the past that anytime a celebrity or, you know, somebody famous, a white person
that hated Tom Brady, in fact,
says anytime they say something racist, you know,
or even something that's not that we can make sound like it is.
Right. And we always talk about the outraged white people.
Right. There's outraged people everywhere, man. That's all people are.
Well, I know, but we know that they're just it's a bunch of crap with all the outraged white people. But now I'm not so sure because I think I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm serious because when I saw that poor guy with his hands in the air, in the middle, was that in the Carolinas?
Which one? The one in Tulsa? There's one in Texas?
Not Tulsa.
The one in, I think it's in Charlotte, in fact, where Colin Kaepernick is playing this weekend.
His hands are up, man. I mean, they had four different angles. There were two people shooting video. You had dashboard video, and you had a helicopter above shooting video. And I saw every angle. Guy's got his hands in the air. That dumb bitch tases him. And then shoots him dead, and then they just leave him laying in the middle of the fucking street like he's a deer or something.
That's the guy in Texas. Yeah.
Was that Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The one in Charlotte has caused all kinds of riots, but now they're calming down. You know. This stuff's intruding on my freaking fantasy life.
When I saw that video, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? How is this? I mean... The awareness couldn't be any greater. It's as great as it's ever been, and at least she's been charged with manslaughter. I don't know what that means. Is she going to go to jail, or is she going to get probation?
Who knows what the hell they're going to end up doing with that? I think she flat out murdered him. I mean, even if it was an accident, you know what? Dude's broken down in the middle of the street. He's complying. He's doing everything he wants. And really, really, without sounding like I'm just a calloused asshole. Oh, man, this stuff's... we do have such a problem that now you can't get away from it anywhere.
Well, and we shouldn't until the problem's fixed.
I know. And I feel like such a social outcast asshole for saying such things.
And I saw...
I do.
Well, I saw Michael Bennett from the Seahawks. He said, I see the other players are joining in with the protest around the league, but none of them are white. We need really... Yeah. He goes, you know, if somebody like Aaron Rodgers... were to kneel during the anthem, he goes, that would go a long, long way. And he's probably right. And I'll tell you right now, after what I watched that man, he was murdered right there in the middle of the street. It was, I was ashamed. I mean, it was unbelievable. And when that happened, I was like, God, I wish I was playing in a game this weekend. I'd kneel. I would fucking kneel in a heartbeat.
I'll bet you Tom Brady hadn't stood up in 3 weeks.
Jesus.
But he's right, you know, and the thing is, when people scream and holler about what they can't see, and we've said all this before, man, this is positive protest. It's at least it's something that you don't like. Sure, he's the most hated guy, but now you're talking about the issue, and this stuff, it's not really working, though. Nothing's changing what's going on, and as we see by that video.
Nothing's changing this stuff. So something's got to change. Something's got to happen.
I think every player on every team should kneel this weekend.
Well, I tell you what, if the police don't agree with them, they have to be better trained. And I hate to sound like, oh, you know, it's the cops. It's training. They don't have enough training. There's no – the funds are short for all these kinds of things.
John, come on. Wait a minute. No. If you are smart enough to pass the exams, to pass the physical test, and become a police officer, you got to have enough damn common sense to not shoot a man who's got his arm, especially after you tased him. You tased him and then you shot and killed him. What the fuck?
I think that's the whole point, dude. Her fucking reaction to a man broken down in the road was to pull out her weapon. Okay? She's not trained in how to handle any kind of anything.
Bullshit. If he was white, she'd have never done it.
That's possible. It's very real.
Oh, come on, man. There's no way. Just like the poor guy up in New York who was selling cigarettes on the sidewalk, and they tackled him and killed him because he was selling cigarettes on the side. If he'd have been white, they'd have never done that.
Yeah, I'm damn sure of that.
Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
Right. It is ridiculous.
Jesus Christ.
So what's Herm Edwards got to say?
Oh, he's going to go on a new rant?
When you do something that Colin has done, he is basically the voice of the voiceless. He's speaking for people of color. And at times, people of color feel that the scale is not balanced. And he's speaking up for all those that cannot speak. And I think people get a little concerned with that if you're a sports fan. Why are they speaking? Well, that's just their occupation. They're men first. You know, I have two little girls to raise. I say, look, most kids and people in general, they want to live their life to be liked. You live your life to make a difference. And sometimes making a difference and standing for something that you really believe in, it's not popular. It's one of those events where when color gets involved in it, it's uncomfortable to talk about,
right?
Quite honest. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about those issues. When did in our country a person's life not matter? It's kind of like, it's okay. And when does that become normal for us? When it's just like, oh, it's just normal. No, it's not normal. It should not be normal. Life is precious. Everyone's life is precious. And we got to see that. And when I watch this on television, I watch what's going on in our country, I'm upset. I go, what is this? We're better than this. All of us are better than that. So that's what Colin is standing up for and the rest of these athletes.
That's what I was trying to say. We're better than that. You know, this country stands up and pounds its chest. We're the best fucking country in the world. No, not when you're doing shit like that. No, you're not.
Nope. And I'll tell you what, this is why I say we don't have a problem. We've had a problem. And now we just can't pretend it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I want to move on because, you know, we do a funny show, but we talk about this league. We love this league. We love these players. This is front and center in the league right now. So I got to talk about it.
It's front and center in the United States.
It is. So, you know, I think it's normal for us to talk about it, and that's it. I mean, we're going to go back to being funny here, but I don't know. I heard Skip Bayless going, he was talking to Sterling Sharp, and he goes, what can I do? Because he goes, what is the solution? And that's it. What is the solution? And I don't think it's just better training. That's not going to fix.
That's a start.
That's not going to fix racism.
No, I think that's a start. And I think the other start would be that when somebody is guilty, you gotta turn them out, man. No protecting people. And this is where we have lack of trust. You know, that we all know that 99% of the cops are fine officers. It's the ones that are not that fuck everything up, but they freaking tend to hide them.
I know. And you know, look, I believe there are way, way more good cops than there are bad cops. A ton more good ones.
We all know that. For every one of those episodes, there's 100,000 other episodes during the day that nothing happens.
Right.
And I hate to sound flippant.
No, it's true.
That doesn't excuse anything.
But it's true. You're absolutely right. And you don't hear all the good stories. You never do. We never do.
Right.
We never hear all the great things NFL players do. We only hear the bad stuff they do. It's all the same. It's negative, negative, negative in the media.
Right, and when you hide somebody that flat out executes somebody, that's when you start fucking with public trust, and you can't do that.
Exactly. So, but Skip was like, you know, what is the solution? He's asking Sterling. He goes, what can I do? Well, Skip, you're a big name in sports media. You know, why don't you go to a game and get down on your knee? Do something. You know, speak up, man.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Go to a game and get down on your knee. I mean, outside of the tunnel, there, Skip.
Jesus. So anyway, I just
don't start the anthem.
I didn't mean to get on a soapbox. I didn't, you know, I'm not judging anybody specifically or anything. And, you know, like I said, I know. Yeah, look, we have spent years making racist jokes on this show.
And, absolutely.
But we rag on everybody. We rag. Yep. I mean, listen when you do Jerry Jones, we rag on Jerry Jones. You know, he's a country bumpkin. And we've been given permission by every race.
God dang right. And he's more than a country bumpkin, Tom. He's one of those goddamn 0.01%ers. You know, with a $45 million helicopter.
But these are people dying, man. This is different. You know, to me, racism is you mistreat somebody because of their race.
Right.
You know, we're making dumb jokes, you know, and I know some people have liked it. Some don't. I couldn't do it this week because we didn't have time, but I got an email from a girl, John. We're going to read it.
Really?
Hopefully next week. Hopefully next week. This is going to blow you away. And I couldn't do it this week because we just didn't have time. It might take up the whole show. I don't know.
I hope it's good because I've gotten lots of hate mail in the past.
This is going to you won't even believe it. You will not even, I mean, it is unreal. So,
you know what my favorite emails that I've ever gotten were when I was doing cartoons and all the podcasts and everything are the ones that give me credit for shit that I had no idea what the hell they're talking about. Oh, really? Thank you. You know what? There was a cartoon where I had Dave Wanstead hang himself. Remember when Ricky got busted for pot?
Yeah.
And I just was in a hurry, man. It was getting late. I had to get it done. And I made one leg and then I just copied and pasted and hung it on the other side. And I didn't even bother to turn around or doing anything. And all of a sudden, people are telling me, oh, he's a genius. Look, he's got two left feet. And, oh, look, he's so stupid, he puts his shoes on the wrong feet. He's a genius. And I'm like, no, I was just tired. But thanks.
That's funny, man. Now, that is funny. Let's move on and have some fun here. Here's Aaron Rodgers. You know, the Packers, all the talk this week is, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? Well, you know what I'm going to say? Two games. It's been two games, and they played
It goes back further than that.
They played against two good football teams, and one of them's a really, really good football team with an amazing defense. No, I know, it goes back, but I think, I tell you what, I think playing in Lambeau against Detroit will cure everything, to be honest with you.
I don't know, man. I see the Lions, if you go back, they've been, I was actually kind of surprised that they lost last week. Their offense has been kicking, they've been doing quite well.
But they're the Lions. You know, and this is what they do. This is what they do. But anyway, here's Aaron Rodgers talking to the media about all their criticism.
You guys got a job to do. You scrutinize, analyze, and make opinions based on how you feel the team is playing. But inside, we don't think the same way that you guys think. We have the confidence that we can get this thing going the right direction. This is not an end-of-the-world type moment. Everything's coming down on top of us. Like, we knew was going to happen when we come in here because we've set a standard for so long. When we have a couple disappointing performances, we know what's coming. We appreciate what you do, but we're not ultimately judged or worried, you know, about your opinions of us.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
That's always the shut the fuck up answer. You know, we don't really listen to what you guys write, so just write whatever the hell you want. You know, it's not our job to pay attention to you people. We actually don't think like you do.
It's actually true.
We don't think like you do.
I know.
We think higher than you. Yeah. I think on entirely different planes than you.
I think you're going to be surprised how many players think higher than they do. That'll be coming up in the second half. Oh, my God. This is unreal. All right.
How dare you ask me such a question? I am Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, go ahead.
Let's see. What do we got next here? Oh, yes. This is good. You sent me this clip. A.J. Okay. Green and Jay Gruden. Who was interviewing them?
This was on the local, I think it's CSM. CSM. Uh-huh. Yeah, the local, the local sports. And I think it's Chick Hernandez, and there's Brian Mitchell laughing in there, too.
All right, so A.J. Green's going to talk about something Jay Gruden did that he did not like.
Jay, man, is so chill. He's definitely a player's coach, but I remember he used to come with, like, Doritos in his bag, in his pants. In the middle of practice, he'd take one out. He's like, AJ, you want a Dorito? I'm like, nah, Jay, he's in the pants. I don't need one. But it's always funny. He's, we're in the middle of Pascal. He's eating Doritos. So it's funny.
Jay, that's guys, not true. I'm going to call AJ.
On their bodies. Are you trying to feed them Doritos at practice?
That was one time in a walkthrough. One time in a walkthrough, I missed breakfast. That's bull. I'm calling them. I love that guy, though, man. He's I used to like that guy, too. He's
not a dullest moment.
One time my ass. That's great.
Hey, AAG, it makes its own dip. Come on.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Dude, I'm disgusting. He's the one that goes in the showers with one of those neon orange fucking nacho cheese Dorito-colored dicks. And he's offering it to players.
We don't have time for all that.
Yeah, we don't have time for all that.
This one broke. Sorry. Here, cut a couple of pieces.
Oh, hey, speaking of Bill Belichick, oh, my God. You talk about somebody having fun with the media. He always has fun with the media. You know, he's so full of crap. I mean, we know this. Although, I do think he gets fed up with them and disgusted with them, and he just would rather not ever talk to them, to be honest.
Because he is on a different plane.
Well, you know, they go and they got some quarterback I've never even heard of who just runs into the scores and the defense shuts out the Texans and my kicker got zero. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's why I said, maybe Tom Brady's really not that great.
Nah, he's pretty good. And that guy's pretty good too. And here's the thing. Yes. This quarterback from North Carolina State, I believe he was for the Wolfpack, but he's a rookie. And all of a sudden they ran a couple of read option plays. He scored on a read option run, as far as I can remember.
27 yards, longest run by a Patriots quarterback for a touchdown since Steve Grogan in 1976.
Grogan, run downfield. That run that Grogan ran probably took about 3 minutes.
Yeah, took him about 2 seconds.
Here's the thing that people are ignoring today by talking about, he's a genius. They shut the Texans out. That freaking rookie, all he needed was a goddamn field goal.
I know, man. I couldn't believe that.
Shut him out.
Where the hell did that defense come from?
It's Bill Belichick. He's a defensive coach.
God, he's a genius, isn't he?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get out there and we're going to take fucking Brock Ashwiper and we're going to mop the floor up with him. You got that? We're going to make him throw that ball all over the goddamn field.
As soon as I figure out how to cheat.
Just cheat. I see that guy on the other side. That's one of the guys coming off my coaching tree. That's how you cheat. You implant little goddamn Manchurian candidate's commands in his ear, and then you scream them at him.
They asked Belichick about playing on Thursday night. Listen.
Thanks, say, Coach. You're probably not thrilled with a Thursday night game this week, considering the circumstances.
Hey, whenever they schedule, we show up and play them.
Wouldn't be your choice, though.
Play 16 games. Whatever they're on the schedule, we show up and play them. We don't have any control. We don't worry about things we can't control.
He can only can control what he can control, Tom. This is the theme of the season. I think we're starting to catch on.
Hello, Control Central. This is Agent 86.
Right.
Hey, can control. Listen, I think chaos is down here starting some shit.
All right, so then they're going to ask him. They're asking him about Jimmy.
Jimmy!
Garoppolo, whether he's going to be ready, how he's going to decide whether he's going to play, what he's going to do, and all this is great. Listen to this.
You wait for them to inform you of what the medical situation is, and then you decide, or is it a situation where you evaluate, and then...
I do what's best for the football team. Let me put it a different way. I'm the coach. I do what's best for the football team. I don't know why we can't understand that. I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor. The medical staff is the medical staff. I coach the team.
I'm a doctor, Jim.
Medical people handle the injuries. They don't call plays. I don't do surgery. We have a great deal there. It works out good.
God damn it, Jim. I'm not a doctor. I mean, I'm a football coach. I'm not. Yeah, I'm something.
I call the plays. I don't do surgery.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a football coach. Yeah. Hey, I'm not sure what to do. It's 3rd and 4. Call up Dr. Jackson and ask him what he thinks. And hand me those forceps.
Oh, that's great, man. That is fantastic. He's the best.
Well, let's see what happens now. Now he doesn't have a quarterback.
Well,
literally.
Garoppolo, I mean, first off, you know, they got a week and a half. And Garoppolo might be ready to play next week.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
No. Hey, look, you know what? If Julian Edelman has to play quarterback next week, I won't bet against him.
No, I won't bet against him either. Shit, that was the first time that they have been a home underdog, I think, since 1042 BC.
And they obviously motivated them, didn't it?
I don't think they gave a shit. I don't think he cares. I think he's just like, get out there and eat that freaking ass wiper, kid.
What was it? They've won, I don't know, what was it, 50 in a row when they lead at home at halftime?
It was like 70, 73
whatever.
In a row.
Whatever.
Now it's 74.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. I think that's because they pump noxious gases into the opposing locker room for halftime. They're all in there gassed, breathing real deep, and they're breathing in shit that's going to make them sleepy.
I wonder if a lot of the fans just leave at halftime if they're winning. Oh, game's over.
Might as well. Beat the traffic.
Yeah, so 74 games in a row, it's over. They're leading by. It's 21-20 at halftime. We can go home. It's over. Beat the traffic.
Yeah, I've seen this one before. Yeah,
right. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But seriously, he's not going to go with Julian Edelman this week. I don't care what he says. Even if Garoppolo's not ready, who is out there? Who is available on the frickin' street? Besides, like, Johnny Manziel.
Well, that would be great, right? If he went and got Manziel and they won, how awesome would that be?
he would. He would win.
Yes,
he would win.
Yeah.
But then it would be funnier to watch him get kicked to the curb the very next week.
That would be great. Man, you know... We always rip on Boston fans because they're so arrogant. They think they're the greatest. They think they're the best at everything. Well, guess what? Maybe they are.
Not them. Not
no,
them.
But
they're
team,
just sitting there in the stand.
They're arrogant about their team. And I know because I was probably a little bit that way in the early 90s, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you get fucking A. When you're winning, you're damn straight. That's part of the fun of being a football fan.
You had no chance against my Cowboys. You know, you couldn't. Shit, that offensive line, they'd line up and say, hey, we're running power right with them at on two. Stop it. And they'd still get 8 yards.
Yeah.
You know?
So, part of the whole fun. By the way, the Red Sox, fuck them too.
Jesus, what are they, 6 games up in the division?
Seven? Seven.
Whatever.
They just swept the Yankees and the Orioles right in a row. Womp, womp.
I'm ashamed I know that, but yeah.
I'm not. I'm an Oreo fan. I watched us just get bounced right the fuck on out.
Just dismantled the Orioles, man.
Can I just make a real quick baseball update here, Tom? I want to say a heartfelt fuck you to Mookie Betts and David Ortiz. Have a good fucking retirement, you fat ass.
Can't wait to see him go away,
fuck
can you?
Get him out of there.
All right, a couple more things before we go to break here real quick. I want to play Alex Boone talking about the fans in the new Vikings stadium.
It's loud for some reason in the stadium. I mean, there's a lot of times that we can't hear the center. We could barely hear the snap count today a couple times, a couple false starts because guys wouldn't know when the snap was going. You know, I'm not saying it's the fans' fault, but I'm just saying that, you know, it'd be nice if they would just shut the up. I mean, it was great, and they were, you know, when the defense was up, it was phenomenal. But when the offense is up, shut up. Just shut up.
Yep. And he's right. When the offense
is
on the field, shut up.
Look, if you build a stadium that's going to make noise, you got to be a smart fan.
Yes.
Right.
Now, here's my question. Did the quarterback get up and do his little, you know, with his hands and, you know, quiet down motion? He needs to do that so that they, you know, train them. You got to train them.
Come on. You know, it's a Sam Bradford, dude. You don't want to make any extra motions if you can help it. You know, he'd get out there and sprain both his freaking shoulders doing that.
That was a nice touchdown to Stephon Diggs, boy.
He's good. It's just how long can he last?
I know.
You know, how long can he last? And now they're out. Peterson is out. They've got their left tackle is out. That's a team that, you know, if there's a God up there, he's just going, you know what? Fuck these Vikings. They like that stadium, don't they? Fuck that.
I say fuck you, Vikings. Well, that defense is pretty ferocious, though.
Hell yes, it is. By the way, that is the Bangs Bruisers defense.
Yeah.
Rocking and socking for me.
Yeah, watch. I picked up the Dolphins just for this week against the Browns.
Dude, the Browns jumped out on the Ravens,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that was a bunch of crap.
They're capable.
That's a bunch of crap.
You want to laugh? Go to Browns.
Now they got to start a rookie quarterback.
Dude, go to Browns.com and look on the depth chart and click his name and look at the picture. It's him in his jersey without his shoulder pads. I swear to God, he looks like a fucking 10-year-old wearing his dad's shirt. It's like, oh my God, how much more meat can you make this dude look?
Oh.
Jeepers, Mr. Kent, you gonna take my picture?
All right, now where'd you get this Ross Tucker clip?
He was on the radio talking to, I don't know, I want to say Bram Weinstein.
Uh-huh.
I think so. And that's what they just were talking about football. He does a podcast that I haven't listened to yet, but I think I might have to.
Yeah, I'll just let you hear what he had to say.
Look, if I started football right now, number one, there would be no kicking. Probably
no kicking. Number one, there would be no kicking. Okay, so now you can't. Then you can't call it football.
Right. Well, see, he'd said for like 5 minutes prior to that he hates. This is after the Graham Gano. This was after week one, I think. Anyway, he was like, you can play 59 minutes and 58 seconds and comes down to some little twerp that can either make it or miss it.
Well, yeah.
Well, no shit, but that's part of the fucking game, idiot.
Right.
It could all come down to the fact whether you pancake that dude or you let him get past you on one play.
Yeah.
Anything. You could break any game down to one thing if you want to.
Look, if I started football right now, number one, there would be no kicking. Probably still have punting, but there would be no kicking. Number two, whose idea was it to start every play with a grown man putting his hands in the butt of another man? Whose idea was that?
What?
I have an idea. Let's have this guy snap it back to a guy who puts his hands under his tush. It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible way to start the greatest play and the greatest sport in the world.
He's going
to
stick his knuckle in your asshole.
Right.
See, now here's the thing. He's trying to be funny. Is that funny, Tom?
Yeah.
Was he funny?
Eh.
No, he's not funny because everybody who knows anything about football knows they used to do it the other way, and then guys started slapping the ball out.
Right.
So the quarterback had to get right up under there and put his knuckle up his asshole.
He's going to stick his knuckle in your asshole.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Then the shotgun, who most of you, I assume, have seen it all your life, was like a 1970s re-innovation by the Cowboys.
Yep.
Yep, they brought it back. Nobody used to do that shit. Everybody was freaking right up under center with tailback and a fullback behind them.
Yep.
All the wide receivers were split out with their hand in the ground.
Everybody wants to change this rule and change that. And you know what? NFL is king of the world. Well, of the United States. Soccer, so, yeah, whatever. But as far as right here in America, it's all about football. Why do you want to mess with it? If it's not broke, don't fix it. Like we talked about in the preseason. The stupid, you know, we're going to bring the touchbacks out to the 25. Guess what, John? And I told you about it. The numbers were up in the preseason. Guess what? In the regular season, we're up 7% on kickoff returns because they're kicking it to the goal line to make them return it because they know they're not going to get back to the 25 most of the time.
Well, I saw an article about 2 weeks ago that said that the commissioner was thinking about a time I'm thinking about eliminating the kickoffs. And then I heard on Thursday Night Football the other night when Phil Simms said, you know, we talked about it, Jim. The commissioner has said that he's not going to make any football changes this year. Dean Blandino also said he's not going to make any changes this year. So they're not going to do it in the middle of the season like nobody would have ever expected anyway. But they're going to do it. They're going to get rid of kickoffs.
How hard has it become, John?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I mean to listen to Phil Simms. It's become so difficult.
Oh, dude. He just thinks he has to fill up every second from where Jim Nantz stops talking to when he has to start snapping the ball.
Very difficult. All right, let's go to break.
We now join the $100,000 pyramid already in progress.
Paper clips. Filing cabinets. Computers.
Things you find in an office.
Cheese. Pepperoni. Tomato sauce.
Things you put on a pizza.
Oprah Winfrey. Bob Saget. Kim Kardashian.
People on TV.
Stephen Hawking. Queen Elizabeth.
People who are successful.
Jonah Hill. Mrs. Butterworth.
People who Bill Belichick can start a quarterback and win a football game. Yeah!
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
Glory hole days. Glory hole days. Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it was. I want me some glory hole.
What's up? This is Mark Curry from How You Mr. Cooper, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Third down and goal at the 6. Cousins back. Four-man rush with a stunt. They fall down. In the end zone, intercepted. Barry Church takes a knee. The Cowboys turned it back. Barry Church, that can be a game changer. Second and 2 at the 4. Handoff inside. Alfred Morris walked the dog. Alfred Morris comes back to Washington and puts Dallas on top.
Back to throw. Clock says 3. Cousins holding it forever. The clock has run out. The ball is in the end zone. The ball is broken up. And the Cowboys are going to win the game.
Who is America's team? Dallas Cowboys.
John, 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 John.
Yes, yes.
You like that?
No, I didn't like that. I didn't like that a bit because the game was within hand and he threw it to Barry Church.
Hey, oh, Zeke fumbled to you too, so I don't want to hear it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. He had an option to go to a run play. And frankly, the Redskins, on defense, once you knocked our defensive tackles out of the game, they got better. They got better. They tightened up a little bit. I mean, still, the Cowboys had a damn fine game. They only punted twice. But they tightened it up. They kept the game close. And God damn it, Cousins just pressing, man. He's just fucking pressing.
You remember what Marshall Faulk told you?
Once you go dead, you don't go back.
Oh, you know what? He had all kinds of time. We didn't get any pass rush on him.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the game?
No, there's really nothing to add about the football game, honestly, because by the time most people are listening to this, the Redskins will be dancing in the streets triumphant over the goddamn hated subhuman New York Giants.
Well, I hope so. I'm rooting for you guys in that game. And it, you know what? It's round one. Dallas is 1-1. I'm not going to sit here and crow. We got to beat the Bears, which they should be able to do, damn it.
Who's their quarterback this week?
I think Hoyer. Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer?
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer.
The one we threw out last year?
You better beat him.
All right, so anyway, but regarding the Cowboys, I told you, everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys. Well, there was a life-or-death situation last week. Turned out okay because everybody hates the Dallas Cowboys.
Good.
Well,
that's good, right?
This happened in Columbia, South Carolina. Police got a call. A guy sitting on the ledge of a bridge over a freeway crying, about to jump. He's going to kill himself.
Damn.
So the police come and one of the cops gets out. He starts trying to bond with the guy to get him to come down off the ledge. And he did that by talking football. And I've got the audio. Listen to this.
You like watching football? Who's your team?
Watch.
The Redskins?
Yeah.
You like watching college football?
1-88.
You are a Carolina fan?
I like.
Me too. Think they're going to win tomorrow night?
I hope so.
You hope so? Me too. Game's on at 7. Think, I'm going to be out here riding around Saturday, Sunday night. I'm going to see you on the street, and we're going to talk about the Redskins game. I'm definitely going to pull for him when they play Dallas, because I hate Dallas. Can you give me your hand? Step over here, bud.
And with that, he let him help him off.
Come on over. Come on. Router, you want to grab that side of him? Just help him get over. Here, we're just picking you up over. We're getting you over on this side, bud.
You're okay.
Okay.
You're okay.
And he was fine. And all because he said, I hate the Cowboys. The guy, you can see his head turn and look at him.
Right.
And he let him take his hand and help him back over the rail, man. I was like, are you serious right now?
Now, this was before the game, right?
Oh, yeah. It was before they played. So. Yeah, because after that, he went back and jumped.
Exactly.
No, who the hell knows what happened? I'm kidding.
I'm not. I'll give it about a 7-1 chance.
And you know, after that game, Josh Norman got drug tested.
I know, right? Coming off the field. That's ridiculous.
I know. They get him at the picnic. Remember? They got him at the picnic, and now they get him
in front of his grandmother.
I know. Listen to what he said.
How NFL have a drug test right after the game. I don't understand it. I really don't. Crazy. They don't have anything left in your tank, but yet they want you to drug test. It's crazy. I don't understand. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, shoot, you can't wait till tomorrow. What's the day going to do?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not going to be out of his system in a day.
Is he in the program or something?
Well, he must be because he got tested at a picnic. You know, if you're not in the program, you only get tested once a year at training camp.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You're coming off of a football field after a game, and it's about 88, 85, or 88, 89 degrees. How long does it take him to work up some piss? He's been sweating for freaking 3 hours.
Well, yeah, I know, but THC will stay in your system for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, I know. That's my point about directly after the game. How long is that? I think the guy must be a little bit of, you know, he just wants to sit there and look at Josh Norman's dick for a half an hour while he tries to make some pee. Seriously, the dude's freaking drained. It's the end of a football game.
Oh, well, that's the point. He's like, can't you wait till tomorrow?
Yeah, give his bladder a chance to make something, for God's sake. Get some fluids in his body.
Okay, so that brings me to my next story, and my next story is all about the
weed.
And I couldn't believe it as I'm reading this.
Okay.
All right. Have you heard of an offensive lineman? I don't know if you remember his name. Eben Britton.
Eben Britton? No, I don't remember Eben Britton.
Okay, well, he was playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars back in 2012, which is probably why you've never heard of him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Right. But they were getting ready to play the New York Giants, Jacksonville. And I want to go back. I want to go back and get the game. I want to go back and watch this game just to watch him. He's an offensive lineman.
Right.
Well, before the game, he took an ice bath.
Uh-huh.
Then he took a hot shower.
Right.
Then he did his routine stretches, and then he smoked a big fat joint before the game
in the locker room.
Yeah. Well, oh, so wherever he was, but it was right before the game at the stadium.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay. You know what? See, I'm a different person. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't give a shit. I think it's surprising as all hell, though.
It is. You know, I knew they did this in the NBA. I knew they played high in the NBA. A lot of players, because a lot of players have talked about it.
Right.
But I never heard an NFL player talk about, not in the modern game. I mean, we know Hollywood Henderson was snorting coke on the sideline back in the 70s. But
it's a totally different high, though. You know, one's going to actually make you run faster for a little while. I'll probably give you a heart attack, but it'll make you run fast.
Look, weed is not a performance enhancing drug, folks. But if you ask Eben Britton, he would disagree with you. You know, he also played for the Bears. He left the league 2 years ago, 2014. Mm-hmm. Well, he's talking to the Post, and he said he played three full games while he was high. All right. So he knew how many games he played in when he was high. He said, NFL games I played stoned were some of the best games I ever played. Cannabis cements your surroundings. A lot of people say they're useless when they smoke weed, but I played NFL games while stoned, dude. My performances were solid, and I felt really good afterward.
So what?
Well, I was just surprised, and then...
That, you know what? Every pothead, they don't, it's like the guy that goes, dude, I drive great when I'm stoned.
Well, that's why I want to go back and watch.
Right. I want to see him play, too. I want to watch him high-stepping down the field like he's running through tall grass.
So that's the one that was listed here. So if you want to go back to the Jaguars versus the Giants in 2012, mm-hmm. and watch Eben Britton. And he was smoking to relieve psychological distress and sciatica, pain in the shoulders, and I guess he wasn't alone. And he said he estimated over 50%, and it could be as high as 75% of current players smoke pot during games. And another agent, a sports agent asked to remain anonymous, said the number is rumored to be as high as 80%.
I said 80%, 90%, 90%, 80%. I don't want to use no names.
Damn, that's during games. Where the fuck?
No. That's just not though. They don't all smoke during games. That's just how much of the league smoke.
No, I understand, but I just want to know how even 1% smokes during a game.
I don't know, man. well, again, if you've never been put in the program, all you got to do is pass one test. Remember, who said it? Was it Jaws? No, not Jaws. Who was it that said it?
Chris Mortensen?
No. Morton said it. It was Mort. Yeah, Mort said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said, as long as you can pass that test at training camp, you can get high the other 11 months out of the year.
I just want to, seriously, because if a player leaves the field and heads into the tunnel, there's cameras and the guy, hey, there goes lineman Biff Johnson there. I didn't see anything wrong with him. Let's take the tape back and see if there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that I don't think they're doing it down on the field. I imagine if they're doing it during the game, it's going to be, you know, halftime or before the game starts.
Right. They got some kid with a freaking Gatorade bottle and another kid with a lighter coming around.
So that part of the story was from Fox News. This comes from the Washington Post. Attitudes about marijuana are changing in the league. A number of former players are urging that its medicinal use be allowed as a safer alternative to painkillers. Eugene Monroe, who was cut by the Baltimore Ravens in June, pledged $80,000 to further the study of marijuana use in professional football players in an effort to reduce reliance on addictive opioids and anti-inflammatory drugs to reduce the pains of playing in the league. He said there's enough anecdotal evidence already to say, hey, listen, we know it's not toxic. We know it's safer than what we're already doing. You know, we got
absolutely.
We got 24 states, including D.C., that have legalized medical marijuana. Ohio just did. More likely, with more coming by the end of the year. You know, obviously, you got, you know, Colorado, Washington. They fully legalized it. D.C. did too, for just, you know, fun. And in contrast, overdoses from pain medication, prescription pain medication, caused 19,000 deaths last year.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I work in local news. It's a huge problem. Heroin and pills.
And do you know why? It's those two things?
Yeah, I know why. Because people get prescribed to it, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Right.
And they need to find their buzz. A lot of people end up that way.
I have a good friend who did, and I don't even know him anymore. But it's easier and it's cheaper to get heroin.
Absolutely. You can prescribe OxyContin to an 11-year-old, but marijuana will get you 10 years in jail.
It's unbelievable, man.
It really is. It's fucking absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I had a friend, man. He had he's a general contractor, got a herniated disc, had back surgery. The back surgery was not done right, and he was in such pain. He had to keep taking pills, and then he couldn't get a prescription. And then he was buying them off the street, and it's very expensive and also can get you in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. You get busted all the time. They get busted all the time.
And it's serious punishment for that. And it's like, well, it was easier and cheaper to get heroin. So he's still a general contractor. The difference is now every morning before he starts a job, he sits in the driveway and shoots up heroin.
It's ridiculous. Look, I had a friend that went that way. And if anybody out there has a friend that's going that way, I hate to break it to you, but the only way that you can do anything for him is you just got to cut him out of your life, because they'll drag you right down that well with them.
I did.
Boy, this is a depressing show,
John. And that's exactly what I had to do, man.
You have to. There's no other choice.
I know. It was terrible. And his wife took the kids and left him. I haven't talked to him in probably a year and a half, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, yeah, it's a terrible problem. It's a terrible problem.
Bang Radio Hour supports and endorses marijuana usage.
So, you know, for Eben Britton, he got the therapeutic use out of the marijuana. Now, here's his last quote.
Okay.
Right after practice, me and a few other players would go to somebody's house to get high. Smoking helped me to socialize with teammates. We let our guards down. But a lot of the time, stone talk wasn't even about football. Cannabis took us out of football. We were hanging out and just being people. It brought us closer together as teammates. Hell, they were probably imitating Jerry Jones just like we do.
I mean, you could do that with alcohol, I guess, but you'll be a fucking rotten drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you could do that with just about anything. But, you know, you'd be a... It helps. It works.
Who cares? Here's the thing. Whether it's heroin or alcohol or prescription pills, all of those things have something in common that marijuana doesn't. Marijuana is not physically addictive. It is psychologically addictive, but it is not physically. You could smoke every day, all day for 5 years, stop cold turkey, and your body would be fine. You would not have physical withdrawals.
Nope.
Not a bit. Yeah, I don't know. You know, and again, maybe it's the pharmaceutical companies that are keeping it down. I don't know.
Absolutely. There's that, and there's for-profit prison industries that can keep it a Schedule A drug so that there are maximum penalties that can be assigned to very compliant, very scared young first offenders.
Unbelievable.
We fucking live... Oh, man. Dude, this fucking show is depressing as shit. God damn it.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Wait, this has been the depressing show, everybody.
Wait till we get into this email next week, man.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, you will.
I hope the Redskins win this week.
I don't know. The email won't be depressing. I don't know how laugh out loud it's going to be, but it's going to blow your mind.
All right. Blow my mind.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I almost did it this week, but we had too many other things to get into.
Well, I tell you what. I see there's one thing left on the list here, and you do have time.
I do have time. This is a Georgia fan. Fan was watching the game last weekend, John.
Okay.
And Georgia scored the game-winning touchdown against Missouri. And the guy was watching, and he celebrated a little too hard, and this is what it sounded like.
Touchdown.
Nothing like that big front plate glass window and going right through it, boy.
Touchdown.
See, that's what we talk about when we talk about alcohol. See what happens with alcohol?
And he didn't stop, did he?
If he was on weed, he wouldn't have even got off the couch. He'd have just cheered sitting on the couch.
No, I think you come off the couch, but you're not going through the plate glass window.
Yeah, you go right back down on the couch. or you go to the cheese and chicken wing tray.
Yeah, something like that. Or you go get a celebratory bong hit. And that's why you don't jump around when you're high, because, hey, man, you don't want to spill the bong. It just stinks. It gets into the carpet, and it fucking stinks.
All right, you brought us back around. Now, that's funny.
There you go. Ta-da! Oh, I have saved the show.
All right. Well, look, hey,
All right, we're allowed a serious show every once in a while. These are serious issues.
I didn't mean for it to be. I mean, the marijuana thing I thought was going to be funny. I mean, look at all these players are all stoned.
I don't know. I think that the other thing just kind of took my brain away from these kinds of things. I don't know. Everybody being stoned in the league, I'm not terribly surprised about it at all. I'm old enough to remember back when the Steelers, Mike Webster was on, they were on the Superstars. Remember that show that was on ABC? And it's on Saturday afternoons, right? And it was like a celebrity sports show.
Right.
And they were doing these freaking, these deadlifts, and he was on TV. I'm sure you could probably find it on YouTube. He's talking about the magic needle that they would give him in the locker room. You know, so eventually people catch on to shit. But they banned that, and they keep weed banned. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Maybe it would help Jay Cutler.
Well, I imagine it would.
Maybe that's his problem. Maybe nobody likes him because he bogarts. Man, Jay don't never bring no weed to the huddle. He's always looking for mine.
I have heard Roger Goodell actually talk about, you know, and I think we played the audio last year when he said, you know, it's something we definitely need to look into. I mean, if it has, you know, medicinal uses, and it can help with concussion recovery, and doctors tell us, yes, this is a good idea, then it's definitely something we have to consider. So at least he's open to a discussion.
Yeah, that's what he says. Well, however, dude, but this has been going back when I was making cartoons about Ricky Williams way back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Nobody in the whenever a player would get caught with weed, everybody would be like, oh, well, you know, he should be suspended or this and that. Nobody ever said anything about whether it was illegal. Nobody views it as illegal except for the fucking cops and Roger Goodell. The general population, they are more concerned about what it happens to the football player in terms of these things. Nobody ever even considered that it's illegal. It's like secondary, tertiary, way down on the list of things that they think is important about getting caught with it. Oh, no, he's going to miss 4 games. They don't even consider that.
I know.
So, Roger Goodell, just fucking chill out, man. Let these dudes play football.
Ah, the fun show. Oh, hell. I did not expect to ever tell the story about my friend's heroin addiction on this show. I really didn't think that would ever come up, but damn it if it didn't.
Well, I'll tell you what. On my list is that time I got a Blumpkin, and I haven't told that one yet.
And I think you should keep that to yourself, John.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
This is what I deal with, folks.
One of these days, kitty. One of these days.
I'm glad he lives in another state.
Those things are legal here. It's a blue state.
Okay, no. Do not get me talking politics. I can't.
USA.
No, stop it.
USA.
Stop it. Stop
USA.
It. No.
USA.
No. No.
Hail to the Redskins. That's what I'd like to say. Hail to the fucking Redskins.
Yes. Go beat them damn Giants.
Yeah, fuck them.
Because we're going to beat the Bears.
Nah, fuck that. Go Bears. Go Bears. And, dude, fuck the Eagles, too. Just for the hell of it, at the end of the show, the fucking Eagles and Carson goddamn Wentz, who reminds me a lot of Ben Roethlisberger in his first 2 games here. I got to check in on some EDP and see what he's been saying about the rookie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, you know, he was, remember? He didn't want anything to do with any of it.
He was, we'll see what he has
he
to say.
He was going to...
I'll cut your motherfucking throat!
Right. Right.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, they got the Steelers this week. That's a tough game.
They're going to lose.
I think so, too. You'd think so. I thought they were going to have a harder time last week, but
with
they
the Bears?
Did not.
Not with the Bears.
Well, yeah, I know. But, you know, they're the Eagles, and I didn't think they were going to be anywhere near powerful enough to smack the Bears around or anybody around as easily as they did.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, other than the Browns, which they did. Yeah, that's back-to-back. That's 29 points 2 weeks in a row.
I think that's why I'm impressed with the Eagles here. They've played the Bears and the Browns. Holy shit, it's like six preseason games.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's they beat the Browns and the Bears, so, you know, calm down, everybody.
Yeah, go ahead, Philly. Beat up on Pittsburgh and impress me.
All right, man. Well, I'm sorry if that got too serious for you guys. We'll try not to let that happen again, I guess.
Hell no. Hell no. See, that's what I always think about this. This is an escapist show. This is an escapist thing.
Yep.
And the problem with why we're kind of stuck on it is because it's intruded on our escapism. And that's kind of what I was getting at earlier when I was sounding like a calloused asshole. But that's kind of what we're here to offer is just some goofy shit that doesn't have anything really to do with, you know, what's really serious out there.
Yeah,
keeps
right.
Intruding
like,
in our lives.
Like, you know.
This is the meat right here. And now it's time to make the sausage, isn't it?
Yes. See, that's what we do.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. But yeah. But yeah, that's what I'd like to do. Stick my knuckle in somebody's asshole.
He's going to stick his knuckle in your asshole.
Okay.
Right.
But you know.
We don't have time for all that.
You and your Blumpkin. You go ahead, Blumpkin.
I'm not telling it tonight. You'll have to tune in again.
You like that? You like that?
Round one. Round one goes to the Cowboys, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Bill Belichick, you really are a genius.
He's on Mount Rushmore.
I hate it, but you are a genius.
Well, what do you think?
I just told you.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see what he does this week with absolutely nothing at quarterback.
Julian Edelman will go out and throw for 300 yards and a pair of touchdowns and no interceptions, and he'll run for one as well.
He could strap a Gatorade bucket to a goat.
Do you know what'll happen? Julian Edelman will catch his own touchdown pass, John. You know that'll happen, right?
Against the Bills.
Right. All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Summer wardrobe weather struggles? Introducing convertible wellies. One minute they're Wellington boots, the next, flip-flops.
Convertible wellies, never going to happen, is it? But with the new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the summer essentials you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more.